T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the 105 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Reading Fightin' Phils. It's the final game before everything starts tonight. Eastern League All-Star Week presented by Genworth is here. The next big thing is here, and the man behind it all, the Vice President and COO of the Flying Squirrels, Todd Parney Parnell, joins us now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Parney, it's here. Can you believe it?
Well, I'm speechless, Jake, which, as you know, is usually pretty never happens. I mean, it is here. There's tons of details going on. It's been a pretty emotional morning, honestly. This has been almost 2 years of work, and it's all coming to a culmination now, and I hope it works because so many people have put so much into it. So many sponsors have believed in it. The mayor and other government officials have been so supportive. Business leaders like the Chamber and Richmond Region Tourism and just so many people, Venture Richmond, Retail Merchants Association, they've all been behind us. And now it's time. And the league president gets in today, and Lou DeBella gets in today, and it's on like Donkey Kong now, Jakey.
You mentioned all these people, all these sponsors, all these partners for Eastern League All-Star Week presented by Genworth. How special is it to you to see the entire Richmond community come together to showcase this city and the Flying Squirrels organization?
Well, it's incredibly special. That's why it's emotional. I wish we were sitting here talking about it already being sold out. I mean, that's still a little bit of a burden, the fact that we still have tickets for the concert on Monday with Big and Rich, tickets for the Home Run Derby on Tuesday, and tickets for the game. But with the weather forecast being what it is for those days, I think we'll be in great shape, especially for the game on Wednesday. So, but it's been wonderful. You know, when we signed up for this, I remember saying to Benny, I want the world in Richmond to stop for 4 days, and I want it all to be about All-Star Week. And it hasn't happened yet. Like, we don't, you know, I don't know that that's happened because we still got the 4 days, but you know, certainly the buzz is about, and certainly the media attention has been phenomenal. So we'll see, you know, see what happens. The weather today scares me tremendously. I think that's part of the reason why I woke up crying. you know, we'll just take it as it goes. We've really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this. I can't say enough about Hannah DeFrank. She's just been a warrior. Ben Rothrock is his usual never wavering self, just as steady as a rock, and many other people. But you know, I just need to mention those two specifically. But many other people in the office are always there to help their teammates. So we'll get it rolling today. Hopefully, we'll get through this game unscathed. We'll get down to Browns Island. I know the mayor is jacked up about this. The Trognoni band is jacked up about this. Mighty Joshua, jacked up about this, and Stephen Leckie from Venture Richmond has been just an absolute peach to work with. He's been awesome. So hopefully the weather holds off tonight and we have thousands of people down there.
It's going to be a lot of fun this week, July 7th. That's today, the Mayor LeVar Stoney's All-Star Week kickoff down at Browns Island. It's hard to believe that that's today. And I think one of the important takeaways from what you just said is that tickets are still available for the concert tomorrow night, Big and Rich, down at Richmond Raceway, and for the Home Run Derby on Tuesday and the game on Wednesday. So squirrelsbaseball.com/all-star to get your tickets and come join in on all this fun. I want to talk to you, Parney, about the Home Run Derby and hitting contest on Tuesday, because while you're not going to be taking some swings, you are going to be a big part of it. You're going to be in the middle of the field on a lift, and you're going to have a big glove, and you're a target. How does that make you feel?
I feel like I've been a target all my life, so that's okay. It was a great idea. I enjoy making fun of myself. I enjoy when people laugh at me. That's why I dress the way I do. And you know, to have the celebrities rally around, man, my phone's been blowing up with different celebrities telling me they were going to take my head off, you know. So that's all part of it, the jocularity. And if we have fun down on the field, The people will have fun up in the stands. And the celebrity list, I feel like, I mean, I put it together, so I feel like it's really good. It was really strategic the way we went about it, who we asked and why we asked them. So I think people that have different rooting interests all across this region will be inclined to connect with it. Will Clark being here is huge. In my opinion, he's a Hall of Fame hitter. And to have him participate in our hitting derby is going to be great. And, you know, the guys, as you know, Jake, came out, some of them that are local, and took BP. And to see how much they were into it. I mean, Tim Hightower might as well be in the Major League Home Run Derby the way that he's preparing for this. Chris Mooney, who has a very nice swing, is preparing hard. It's going to be unusual. It's going to be neat. It's going to be something that people here have never seen and might not ever see again. And so we want them to buy tickets and come on out to see it. And don't forget also, I'm pumped because for me, this is when I get to let what hair I have left down for Three Sheets to the Wind. We've never really had a concert as the Richmond Flying Squirrels on the field before. And Three Sheets to the Wind Tuesday night, starting probably around 8 o'clock, we'll put on about an hour set, and then that'll be followed by fireworks.
All told, it's going to be a lot of fun. And one thing that Flying Squirrels fans can expect when it comes to you is fun pants. And I'm curious if there's a specific set of pants that you have picked out for the events of each day.
I do. These here that I'm wearing today to the mayor's thing, I don't wear these locally. I've had these for a while, but they're more the colors of the Montgomery Biscuits. So these are usually housed down in Montgomery, but I brought them back for this. Tomorrow night, I have an incredibly special pair of pants for Big and Rich, particularly for Big and Rich. Tuesday night is the Home Run Derby. I have a pair ready to go. And then Wednesday, I have... let's just say Wednesday's the grand finale of the All-Star Week, and I have a pair of pants that are specifically called Grand Finale.
So in addition to all the fanfare of All-Star Week with the concert on Monday, the home run hitting contest on Tuesday, the game on Wednesday, in addition to seeing all that, you've got to come out so you can see Parnie's pants. Again, squirrelsbaseball.com/all-star for tickets and more information for that. We're finishing up here with Parnie on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. What are you most looking forward to about this week?
I'm looking forward to the people. I'm looking forward to the people coming in. I'm looking forward to saying thank you to people like Jenworth, who, without Jenworth, I mean, they've just been a godsend. And not only have they been a godsend to this event, but they've become part of our family. Carolyn Champion has become like a little sister. She says daughter because I'm so old and she's so young. I say sister. But, they've been phenomenal. We're so focused on the legacy fund that we're going to do Wednesday night. Jake, we're going to announce our first scholarship award winner. And thanks to Jenworth and Dominion Energy and some other partners, we're going to be able to do that in perpetuity, where we give $5,000 a year to someone to go to college that might not be able to afford it. So it's so much underneath the skin of this thing. There's great events. There's going to be a bunch of parties. Trust me, there's going to be a bunch of parties. But at the heart of it, and I think, again, that's why I'm emotional today, this means so much to so many people. Like, we're going to send people to college because of this. We're going to give money to Feed More that's going to help feed people through the summer because of this. We're going to give money to United Way that's going to be given out to different charities that's going to really affect people's lives. And as you know, Jake, because you've quickly become a great teammate and a great part of this franchise, and I appreciate you for that, but we're all about having fun, we're all about being different, and we're all about being impactful. And I certainly believe that these next 4 days of All-Star Week and beyond are going to be all those things.
You say it all the time that we're in the memory-making business, and there's no doubt that this stretch of 4 days in Flying Squirrels history is going to make a lot of memories in this Richmond community and in the Flying Squirrels community. It's going to be a special week. Parnie, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to everything that's to come.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you on the other side.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 1:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.